Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, can you hear me? Jill, you mind?
Yes.
Okay, I don't. Well. Oh, goodness. I'm going to try this again. I don't know how to make the thing going. Let me try muting you, Julia May. Let's see if that did that stop it. No, it didn't.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, I don't know how to make it stop that. Lord, we just asked that it stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just try to pray. Father, I just thank you for Julia May. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is to your people. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her, Lord, to bring comfort and peace to those that are in her family and that she's around. Okay, that's not working very good, is it? Let me see. I don't know how to make this quit, you guys. I've tried calling back in.
It's like a echo in the speed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying calling in with my phone. When I turn my phone off, then it seems like y'all can't hear me on the. On the microphone here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try the host calling one more time. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to call you back. But anyway, Teresa, she has some stuff that you want to get, like, recycled. What did they do? I don't know if you know stuff, because they had moved the car and she had a lot of car parts and stuff, and then she wished she could get rid of a car motor and get rid of a round lawnmower. And she got some car parts and stuff, she said. As soon as you can.
Yeah, it's doing again. I tried muting the host
mm-hmm.
thing. No, and that didn't seem to work. Yep. You guys don't know what to do here.
Hmm.
I'm just going to pray. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for Julia May. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her to bring comfort and to bring peace to others. Father, thank you, Lord, for rewarding her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a time of reward for her, Lord, for her faithfulness. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just touching her family. Lord, for using her, Lord, as an overseer, Lord, in the spirit, Lord, one as that, Father, that covers them in prayer. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just answering Julia May's prayers. Lord, for meeting all of her needs. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just helping her and blessing her. And Lord, for giving her supernatural wisdom in situations that arise. Lord, that she will hear your voice. She will feel, she knows that she's following your direction and that you're with her. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just helping her in provision, Lord, where jobs and such a concern. And Lord, that you give her favor, the favor of God, Lord, that opens doors that no man can shut. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. Thank you for staying. This is pretty distracting to try to pray with the goodness.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how, if I log the program off and I try to redo it, it won't let me back on.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Trying to get somebody to understand. You be praying for it.
Did that work? Let me try somebody else here. I don't know if this worked or not. 910-709, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, I think I did something that actually worked. All right, cool. I muted the host number, or did something there. Anyhow, it worked. Praise God.
Amen.
All right, thank you, Jesus. I'm not computer savvy enough, and of course, this is the Blog Talk program, their thing that you're dealing with, and I know to do the little bit that I know to do, but all the main stuff has been Randy's deal, so anyhow, wonderful. Well, how are you tonight, and thank you for staying. Y'all put up with so much stuff with my computer stuff here.
You was waiting for.
Oh, thank you. Let's see if I can turn this up a little bit more. Okay. All right, well, let's pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Were y'all able to hear the message?
No.
No. Okay. See, it's not showing me that, because used to when it would do that, it would make a little noise and would pop up a thing showing that it was not working. And if I clicked on the music, if I could hear the music, y'all could hear me. That's the way it always worked before. And so that's just really strange, because if I, you know, like if I click on that intro for a minute, typically, if I can hear it, then the sound is good. That's just weird.
Wow.
All right. So were y'all able to hear anything?
I tried to text Randy and tell him to tell you that it wasn't on, but I didn't know if he would pick up on the text.
Yeah, sometimes he does. Sometimes depends on what he's doing. But anyhow, this is a new little thing I've tried, so that and it works, so I'm going to certainly remember this. Okay. All right. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for for Sylvia. And Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness. Lord, you call her faithful. You call her faithful. I just hear you. I call you faithful. I call you faithful. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have used her and have drawn her. Lord, you have brought such wisdom to Sylvia. Father, you brought such wisdom to her. And Lord, that she is in a time that she is reaping reward, Lord, that has begun. And that's not going to stop anytime soon. That's a flow that has begun, and you will see it increase. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are teaching Sylvia. That's really what I was teaching on tonight, was on atmosphere. The Lord, that you're teaching Sylvia about atmosphere. And Lord, she's going to really know at times when to keep quiet. She's going to know at times when not to address things. And she's also going to know how to walk in when she feels the atmosphere not good, the contention in the air feels, you know, you can feel things sometimes, and that you're going to know how to arrest that strife, that contention, that depression. You're going to pick up on it, and you're going to be able to know how to change the atmosphere by speaking the words that God leads you to speak. You know, sometimes people that come in and the atmosphere is wrong, and they want to immediately confront it, you know, begin to, you know, pray against it. And sometimes it's changing a conversation. The Lord has worked with me in that a lot in the last couple of years, of when you feel things beginning to shift in a wrong way,
uh-huh.
that we go back and we like change the conversation. We change the, not even just a conversation, but bring a lightness and a brightness to the atmosphere, to the conversation, the atmosphere that lifts people's hearts. And sometimes people can get steeped in fear, then get steeped in depression if they're going, and many times if they're going through things. But you know, even changing the atmosphere through our demeanor can help lift them. It can help lift them up, and it can help. You know, it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we can help bring joy into people's life, if we can help bring that lighter atmosphere, it brings healing. It really does. Sometimes just getting their mind off things or changing that whole the whole surrounding there like that, it opens the doorway for healing to come in, because the more people focus on certain things, the more it brings them to them. You know, many times the more we focus on a pain, then the worse we hurt. The more we focus on sickness, then the sicker we feel. You know that. I mean, I know you've been through enough
mm-hmm.
stuff. You know that. You know
yes.
that. But God is going to really help you to be sensitive to that. You are sensitive, but He's going to increase that to where you're going to be able to know when you walk in on situations or even things in your own home, how to change that, and like whether the presence of God is welcome, whether the Holy Spirit is welcome, whether the joy of the Lord reigns and it presses out and pushes out the depression, the contention, whatever is going on. We are called to be atmosphere changers. We're called to that. And as we open the way, make welcome the presence of God, the Spirit of God, and we take the leadership role in those things, then we see God really work and do things. We save ourselves just a lot of heartache. We save ourselves a lot of just feeling yucky ourselves when we go in
mm-hmm.
and we're sensitive. We change that, how things are going. You know, I have to do that with my husband even some. You know, things will be going on, and I'll change the conversation. I'll take things in a different way, and sometimes just start to thank God, you know, and just say, oh, thank you, God, for a new place. Oh, thank you, Lord, for our cattle, and thank you, God, for our horses, and thank you, Lord, for the easy transition. And, you know, and it just shifts things. It shifts it, and God's going to use you in those ways. It's going to be a real blessing to you, because it's going to make you feel better, you know. If we get around yucky stuff, sometimes it makes us feel yucky too, and you feel like you just need to go in and take a shower and get it off of you, you know. But if we can shift those things, then we save ourselves feeling, you know, having our own peace disturbed. We'll help bring peace to others, bring joy to others. And so praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a good thing. God's using you. God's rewarding you.
And he's just taking you into more and more places. He's taking you into more and more depths of the spirit, more and more maturity in the spirit in areas.
Yes, I feel that. Yesterday I had a great touch from God. My pastor told me I tore up the place, and I don't know what was done, but I loved every minute of it. When you get a touch from the Holy Spirit, I don't know what happened, but it was good.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Those are fun.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I thank you for praying for me, and I'm glad you fixed your system.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I just tried one other thing. I thought, I don't even know what this button does, but I'm going to see what it does, and it worked. So it's like, oh, thank you, God. I'm sorry that, you know, two or three of them already hung up, and I certainly don't blame them for that. But I'm just glad it worked so that I can continue on here. So, you have a blessed week, girl.
I had gotten off, but my friend Julia let me know you were back on.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I got back up there, yes.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, like Greg and Jennifer had been on here, and they had dropped off. But anyhow, I praise God for the ones that are here. So you have a blessed week, girl.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, 336-376, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, hi, Valerie. How are you doing, sweetie? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I'm doing all right. How are you? I know it's been a while. I've been listening to you the last couple of weeks, but haven't been able to get through.
Well, I had so many weeks there that we were just... You know, we had to get a DSL line out here, which thank God we're able to get one. But I just flat couldn't do the program because I didn't have enough signal to actually do it. So I'm just thanking God. And then I don't know why this other stuff's going, but praise God. You know, sometimes when we're doing things for the Lord, we'll get warfare from the enemy. So God makes a way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Well, it's good talk to you. Well, let's pray for your Father. I thank you for Valerie and Father, I thank you, Lord, that I'm hearing the words tried and true, tried and true. You have been tried and you've been found true. You've been found true to the calling of God. You've been found true because you've kept coming back. You've kept coming back to the fountain. You've kept coming back to the Lord for answers and you've just kept coming back. You've kept coming back to God. God, what to do here? God, how do I work through this? God, And, you know, we all, when we're going through things, we'll go through times that we get it wrong, or we'll go through times that we stub our toe here and there, and that's just life. I mean, we all do that. But, see, you've kept coming back to God. You've kept coming back and inquiring of the Lord, and he is pleased with you on that. The Lord is pleased with you. He's pleased for your heart to find his wisdom and find his revelation and guidance through things. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her children and keeping her children. It seems like one child is like, it seems like one boy is coming up. Like I'm just sensing something with one of the boys. I don't know. But there's something with one of the boys, but I sense the Spirit of God around him. I sense that God is with him, and God is the Spirit of the Lord stirring in him, that the Lord is protecting him in some way, maybe emotionally, whatever, but I'm sensing something about one of the boys. But it's a good, I'm not sensing something bad, but I'm sensing that God, that the Spirit of the Lord hovering around him and keeping him and like dealing with his heart and speaking to his heart and just God with him. You know, I just sense that God with him. Maybe he's in a vulnerable time. That's hard to say. That maybe he's in a time that emotionally or something that there's that he's troubled. Anyhow, it's like a vulnerable in some way. Maybe emotionally. There's just something there, but I sense that God's with him. That God's with him, and that God is surrounding him, and God is speaking with him, and God is. The Lord, you know, just that love of the Father, how that he puts his arms around us, and he just protects us. You know, we go through times that the Lord is just so very near. Mm-hmm. He's always with us, but there's those times like the Spirit of the Lord is very near, and he's comforting us,
mm-hmm.
and he's embracing our hearts, and he's keeping us. You know, I've been through those times that I just really needed the Holy Spirit close. And I can remember years ago when I was going through things that I literally at night sometimes I would pray, and I'd be like, Holy Spirit, where are you? And I would literally, physically feel him in the depths of my belly. It was like I could feel him. It was almost like, you know, it says out of our innermost being flow the issues, you know, that from a river of living water it flows from us. I could literally feel him, like in the depths of my inside, almost like in my belly. It would be like, he'd be like, I'm not here. And it was so comforting, so comforting that he would allow me just to feel that. You know, he's with us, he's in our hearts, but the Lord, it was a comforting thing he did. And I just sensed the Spirit of the Lord around this boy, just embracing him, a kindness and just a sweetness of the Lord embracing him for whatever it is that he's going through. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Valerie, Lord, blessing her finances, blessing her provision, Lord, and Lord, giving her favor, Lord, giving her promotion, Lord, giving her everything that she needs, Lord, and really guiding her steps in all of that. And Lord, for bringing peace to Valerie, Lord, that when things might seem pretty tight, Lord, that she'll not fear, that she'll just trust you. God, that she'll just look to you and trust you, Lord, as she has, but that she will just feel the peace of God just flood her being, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for keeping a fence out of her home, Lord. And, you know, and I realize now that you guys didn't hear the teaching, but it was really on the atmosphere of the Lord. And it's so important that we keep a fence out of our home. We keep a fence out of our hearts. And Father, I just speak the peace of God over her home. Lord, the peace of God just reside there and hover there, Lord, and keep that there would just be a rest and a peace there, that it will feel like a sanctuary of the Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for covering them in that way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anything in particular you wanted to share or wanted prayer about, hon?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned one of my sons, and I'm not sure which one it is. but my oldest son right now, he's not with me. He's with his dad. And, you know, I don't know where his dad is spiritually. I think he definitely, to me, it looks like he's away from God at this point. But he's got the flexibility to kind of attend to some of the needs that my son Seth has. And so he's with him right now, at least through the end of the summer. And so, you know, I was a little, you know, concerned about him being there. I don't know if it's him or it could be my middle son, Jonathan, who, you know, seems to be upset all the time or, you know, angry. I don't know, but I know, I mean, we all need prayer.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, for both of them, I'm not, you know, sure which one you were referring to, but whoever it is, I'm just thankful that the Lord is with them, you know, wherever they're at, you know, inwardly and what's going on with them.
Yeah, praise God, praise God. And obviously, the Lord really has his finger on one of them as far as just hovering around him and embracing him and bringing some emotional stability and some emotional quietness to him. You know, the enemy will try to use anything he can to, you know, to keep us stirred up, to keep us concerned and worried. But anyhow, praise God that, you know, that the Lord is answering prayers and is comforting him, helping him and helping him. So thank the Lord.
Yeah. So I guess in terms of prayer, I would ask for prayer for my son, Seth. We're having him evaluated for autism. He's doing some therapy and things like that. So just for clarity on, his what's going on with him, and just wisdom about how best to meet his needs. I'm asking the Lord for wisdom for this upcoming school year and where the kids should be. And, you know, you talk about offense in the household, and, you know, I definitely have have been dealing with, you know, some offensive things with my ex-husband. And so I don't want to be offended. I don't want to, you know, carry aught and unforgiveness and things like that. Because I know, you know, that doesn't help in the long run. But I just ask for wisdom just in how to move forward and, you know, be at peace in the situation, and just what to do with the, you know, where the kids should be, just all those things. I just really have a lot of decisions to make.
Yeah, those situations are difficult for sure, you know, particularly when you're dealing with someone that may not know the Lord. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, first of all, Lord, for helping Seth, and Father, for just bringing healing, and Lord, just bringing a quietness to his heart, to his mind, Father. Lord, we ask for your help in evaluating him, and Lord, just the wisdom of knowing where he could go to school and his teachers, and Lord, possibly where all the children need to go to school. Father, that you would go before them and make the crooked places straight. Lord, that you would help them to know, so that the choice is plain, that the choice is clear. Lord, you said write the vision and make it plain. Lord, that you would go before them and make this plain, so that they would have a real peace of God that would really guide them in saying, yes, I feel the peace of God on this. This is the way to go. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you intervene and that you would bring agreement with their dad. Lord, that strife would have no place. Lord, the Lord says, where there's strife, there's ever evil work, Lord. And so we just say that strife has to go. And, Lord, that you would even bring confusion into the enemy's camp, Lord, that the enemy would have no toehold, no foothold there of any sort. And, Lord, that the peace of God would rule in righteousness, Lord. The peace of God would rule in this situation, and even, particularly where the kids are concerned, Lord, that their hearts might get to be at peace, that they not be drug into contention in any way. And, Lord, not have to choose between parents or anything like that. Not that they be able to just be kids and to be able to rest in decisions of parents, Lord, that they be able to just to rest and just be a kid and not have to think about adult matters. And, Lord, I just thank you for bringing, Lord, finding that common ground, the finding, Lord, that there would just be agreement, Lord, that there would be unity where that the children are concerned in making decisions, Lord, that your wisdom, Lord, would reign in all of that. And Lord, we just thank you for the peace of God, Lord, that the Prince of Peace, Jesus, have preeminence in all of this, Lord, that your spirit would rule and reign in this situation. And Lord, that you bring a unity that only you can bring. Lord, that you bring a peace and that only you can bring. Yeah. Lord, that wisdom and understanding that only you can do. Lord, that only you can do. And Lord, we thank you for rebuking the devourer for their sakes. The one that would try to devour peace, the one that would try to devour unity, the one that would try to devour even that family bond, Lord, because a dad has a bond, a mother has a bond, the siblings with one another have a bond. Lord, that there would just be integrity there, Lord, that this would be not a difficult thing, or not have to feel like they have to fight through every situation that comes along, but that there would be that love would rule. The love for those children, Lord, the love for peace, the love for them being able to have the best choices and the best life, that the love would rule, because love never fails. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you for praying. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You're welcome, hon. Well, thank you for holding and waiting through all of this. I had no idea that everything wasn't full through the first part of the program. So.
Yeah, it was just silence. I was hoping we'd get the message, but I didn't hear anything, unfortunately, until you started taking calls.
I that's just shocker to me. Like I said, that's one reason I do that little music intro, because always in the past, if I could hear it, then y'all could hear me. And that was my gauge. It's like, okay, if I can hear this music, because that comes through the studio, then y'all can hear me, and it's faking me out now. So, anyhow, I'll at least know, you know, last week I clicked on, Ashley was on, and I clicked on her, and I said, you know, if you hear something not working, you know, speak up, because this time I could hear y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me. That's not always the case, but anyhow, I may start doing that on every program, is clicking on one of the callers so that through the program, if they start, you know, if they're not hearing something, that they can speak up and just maybe I can hear them. I don't know. We've got the DSL line. Everything, phones seem to be working. Computer seems to be working good. Sometimes it is Blog Talk itself. And I know last night, I listened to Angela Joy some last night. I listened to her a little bit in the because the studio kept kicking her off last night. So it may be something going on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's computers. They're good, but they're challenging.
Well, I pray that you will not continue to have difficulties. Yes.
Thank you. I receive it, and I come into total agreement with that. Well, God bless you, sweetie, and I will talk to you again later.
God bless you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, take care.
334-590. I believe this is Jayla.
Yes, it is.
Hi, you, hon. Thank you for holding and being so patient.
No problem. Doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I just shake my head at this computer stuff, but it's like, oh, well, at least we're able to go ahead and get on with the program. So, well, let's
I was praying that everything will work out because I was.
Thank you.
I heard
thank
the audio
you.
Come in and out.
I appreciate the prayers for sure because I, you know, I've done kind of everything I know to do on this end. This other button I click works. So whatever. It's like, thank you, God, Lord, help me figure out how to run this thing a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jayla and Father, I thank you, Lord. That, Lord, that she is a peculiar and particular treasure, Lord, to you. That Lord, that she is a unique treasure to you, Lord, that she's one that you have made it, Lord, that we're all made unique. I mean, our God makes every one of us different. We all have particular gifts and callings and the things in our life that he has for us, but I just hear like a particular and a unique treasure to the Lord. Your Father, I thank you, Lord, that as Jayla, Lord, as she matures in you, as she grows in you, Lord, as she says yes to you, Father, that you're going to use her in areas that may even surprise her, areas that she might not have ever seen herself in, things that she's maybe not even entertained at this time, Lord, that you're going to use her in unique and special ways, Lord, that you're going to use her in maybe in the callings that she's not even familiar with at this time. Father, I thank you, Lord, for preserving her. It's like, Jayla, it's like the Lord has set you aside for himself in some things. It's like he's really preserving you, protecting you in areas that he's got a very special calling for you. Lord, show me more. Help me to understand what I'm seeing, Lord. But that he's got, like the Lord is just like, I just sense like the Lord, like having his arm around you and protecting you for his special work, for things that he has for you. really called you unto himself and for himself. You know, I don't know what you do. I don't really even know what your aspirations are as far as life and jobs and things like that. But I just sense that the Lord has like a unique call. He has a unique call. You know, most people, they think, okay, I'm going to be a, where the Lord's concerned, they'll think, well, maybe I'm going to teach Sunday school, or maybe I'll preach, or maybe I'll prophesy, or, you know, maybe I'll do Sunday school or things like that. But I just sense like there's a like a unique, different, something that would be different call in your life that God's going to use you in. You know, he calls people into business. He calls people into God's not limited in any way. I mean, God will use people in sports. We see a lot of those people that they give glory to God in sports, and they give their testimonies and things like that. We see even in the arts that God uses people. And, you know, like that, I don't know how you say her name, Akion or whatever, the girl that does the paintings, you know, of Jesus and all that, I think she's in another country, that the Lord has just used greatly in those areas. But I sense that there's a unique call on your life. I'm not getting anything as far as what it is, but something special, and something that's going to be fun, a unique call is that God is like protecting you and keeping you. You know, he's mine, and I've got this for her, and I want to use her in this way, but just something different, Lord. Lord, help me to have clarity. Have you received words, anything similar to that before?
Yes, I have, and it's even amazing that you're saying this, because I, this past Saturday I went to the beach, and I was just spending time, like, meditating and, like, writing in my journal. And, like, lately, like, a lot of weird stuff has been happening, like, with jobs with me, like, keeping different certain things, and, like, even, like, the fields and what, like, I'm doing work in. It's, like, I will feel like God is calling me in one area, but then it's, like, a closed door, or something will work for a little bit, and then it's, like, okay, well, this is obviously not where you want me. And I just got to the point where it's, like, okay, God, like, you're going to have to literally tell me what it is that you want me to do, you know, because, you know, graduating from college and stuff like that, like, I felt like he was telling me to do one thing, and then, like, even, like, coming up to New York, like, feeling like he wanted me to pick between going to law school or going back to get my master's, and just to find out, like, that's, like, not me going back to school, and those two aspects were not what he was calling me to do in the moment, so it's just, like, okay, like, you're going to have to tell me what it is that you want me to do and how to fully, like, express myself and walk in my purpose right now, because what I'm trying is obviously in my own strength, you know, and what I could think that you're telling me to do and things like that. So for you to say that and for me to, like, you know, be really trying to search God and understand what he's trying to make me do right now, because I don't understand it completely, you know.
That happens sometimes. I mean, we go through times where we're like, God, you know, what am I supposed to do next? But I just sense this is there's just something unique and different, a special calling, a unique calling that the Lord has really, really marked you for something kind of different and special. But, you know, it feels like it'd be fun. Of course, I think we're in the will of God that it's always fun. But there's something different God's got for you, something that would not be just the norm that everybody would think of. So maybe hopefully the Lord will give me something more on that at another time. I'm not getting anything more, but it was just like, okay, there's something different here. Praise God. You know, we know that he'll open the way. He'll show you. He'll direct your steps as you go.
Right. Amen. Praise God for that.
Well, praise God. Yeah, is there anything in particular you want to pray for I move to the next one? Or?
I would just say extreme clarity as it relates to, like, making different decisions right now. As it relates to, like, relationships, because even, like, right now I'm going through a lot of different things, like, when it's, like, slander within my family and my grandmother and stuff like that. So just knowing, like, how to navigate different things, like how to set up boundaries mm-hmm. with certain people, who to, like, really lean on this time and who not to, because I do feel, you know, I do need support in a way, and I know that comes from God mostly, but still, like, I have, you know, the desire to still be supported, and I do have people in my life, but I would need God to, like, you know, really give me clarity in who I need to truly lean on right now and, you know, who I need to distance myself from.
Yeah, I think in some of the protection I saw, some of that is, that's part of it. Oh, Father, Lord, you know, Lord, that people in this world, we need people. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for divine, those divine connections, those God connections that are for Jayla, Father, that whether it's a family member or a relative or even someone that she's not related to, Father, that you have, that you'll direct her steps and give her wisdom. And, Lord, that she will have that discerning within her, that she'll feel that that sense of, I need to push back from this when it's the wrong one. And, Lord, that she'll feel that welcoming presence and peace of God, Lord, with the one that she feels drawn to, Lord, that she'll feel drawn to the one or the one, Lord, that you would have her lean upon and confide in and be there for her at this time, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that you are our friend, and, Lord, our desire is always to be a friend of God. But, Lord, we thank you that you use people in this world. And Lord, that you do connect us with others. You connect us with others in different seasons. It may be one season and a different one another season. And actually, that seems to be more the typical, I've seen that more typical in my own life. Mm-hmm. And so, Father, just thank you, Lord, for keeping Jayla, Lord, and just giving her the comfort of knowing that you are with her first and foremost, Lord, but the comfort of having those friend indeed, you know, those that are a friend indeed to her, those that are truly for her and a blessing to her, and Lord, that she'll have the discernment to know, Lord, that you'll give her the peace to know, and Lord, that you'll give her that check in her spirit with the ones that she needs to not try to draw close to, Lord, those that would bring confusion or bring turmoil to her life. So, Lord, we thank you for keeping her and protecting her and blessing her, directing her steps, and, Lord, bringing confirmation to her, Lord, as she follows you and steps into those plans that you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed week, sweetie, and thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you, and I hope you have a blessed week as well.
Thanks. Good night. Okay, 819-412. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Dastia from Canada.
Oh, hi, Dastia. Okay. I'm not hearing you very good. You sound pretty distant. But anyhow. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Dasha. Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, I thank you for being the arm that is not too short to save. Lord, that you see your arm is not too short to save. And, Lord, that being the one, the rock, Lord, the rock of his salvation, that rock that is immovable, that rock that never crumbles beneath our feet, Lord, the one that he can absolutely, completely, forever have confidence in, Lord. Father, that as he stands upon your wisdom, as he stands upon your truth, Lord, as he does not allow even the opinions and the voices of others to pull him off that rock, to pull him left, to pull him right, Lord, but he just stands upon your truth. And Lord, even when the winds blow, as the word says, if we build our house upon sand and the winds blow and the seas roar, that it'll wash away. But Lord, that when we are founded upon the rock, when we stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus, that the winds can blow, the seas, the waves can beat upon the rock, but it does not destroy us. It does not tear down, Lord, the house, because we're built upon you, we're founded upon you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God for Dashiell. Lord, I thank you, Father, for directing his steps. God, I thank you for, Lord, for quieting, Lord, the questions, Lord, the questions of sometimes we can get so full of questions, it's like we almost, because I've done this in the past, get so full of questions that our heart is so full of questions, it's like our heart sometimes can't even receive the answers of the Lord because we're questioning and questioning and questioning. What do I do? What do I do? Where do I turn? Who do I talk to? What's next? Do I go a different route? And we get so full of questions, it's like we have to go back and quieten our hearts. And it can be hard to do when there's needs to be met, when we've got demands upon our life, we've got bills to pay, we've got things going on. It can be hard at times to quieten our heart and just pull aside with the Lord and say, God, I really need to hear you. I really need to know what steps I need to take. I really need to go which direction that I'm supposed to go. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just quiet, bringing a quietness to his soul and to his heart, Lord, to the questions and maybe even the questions of others. Because sometimes we'll have others around us going, what are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do? Well, what's next? And sometimes we'll have the questions of others that sometimes they're demanding answers. Now, they don't always have a right to demand answers, but we'll have people around us demanding answers or questioning us. That can even bring further anxiety or further, questioning of our own hearts. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Dashiell, Lord, for just bringing a steadiness to his heart, Lord, for bringing forth provision, Lord, that he needs in each and every way, provision and financially, provision and peace, provision, Lord. Whether he needs provision in transportation, provision in jobs, Lord, that whatever he needs, Lord, that you are provision, Lord, that you are his answer. And sometimes the Lord will even have us separate, Dasha. Sometimes he'll tell us to separate from individuals that are feeding the confusion. And we just have to be very sensitive to that. There's been people I've been very close to that the Lord, or groups, even, sometimes groups of peoples or individuals that the Lord, I've had the Lord give me warning dreams before that if I didn't separate from them, that it was going to, at times, stop my destiny or hinder my destiny, hinder God's plans for my life. And there's been times I've had to completely cut ties, just completely separate from them. Didn't mean that I had any kind of confrontation or argument with them or anything like that. But there's been times the Lord has really directed me to pull away from people that were detrimental to my future. And I don't know why I'm telling you this for sure, but I would say at least inquire of the Lord. If there's someone or a group or someone that's really feeding maybe the wrong emotions, someone that's maybe pulling you in a wrong direction, unwanted advice and things like that. I would just inquire of the Lord. Just inquire of the Lord is what I'll say, because the Lord may have you distance yourself from someone that's really not a godly influence in your life. So, Lord, I just thank you for Dashiell. Lord, I thank you for helping him and Lord, just bringing a real stability to his heart and a real stability to his life and answering his prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Do you have any prayer request in particular?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good week, and God bless you. 502-548. Let's see, I believe this is Greg.
You believe correctly, Miss Jeannie.
Yeah. I tell you what, this computer's been kind of goofy tonight, but I finally clicked on something that made it start working, so praise God.
Yeah, because I called in earlier and there was nothing, just dead air. So
yeah,
I could
didn't
just called
even know
back
that.
In.
Yeah, I didn't know it was dead air for the longest. It started doing the echoing thing. I don't know. You know, used to it would always pop up a little thing that I would know that the program was not doing right, and now it's muffling me. It's acting like everything is completely fine, and it's not. So
wow.
I'm going to go back to opening somebody's mic so that maybe I can tell, because I was able to hear, you know, when I opened Julia May's mic, I was able to hear her. She just wasn't able to hear me.
Yeah.
You know, last week I had opened Ashley's, and that worked. So
yeah.
I'll probably go back to doing that. Right.
Yep.
Pray for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, thank you for Greg. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for I heard breeze. It was like I could sense like a breeze of God, a breeze. Huh. Lord, what are you saying in that, a breeze? You know, my first thought was a refreshing of God. But, you know, there's a saying that we have, a saying, oh, man, I just breezed through that. I just breezed through that. And, you know, sometimes when the Lord's talking to us, it can be more than one thing that he's saying. Father, give me clarity. You know, I think that's the direction I think that sense of a breeze of God, I think that's what I'm believing. That's actually what the Lord is saying, that something that has seemed difficult, something where there's been some hindrances, that when you get to the other side, you're going to say, man, I just breezed right through that. When that seemed like it was going to be so hard, and when that door opened, I just breezed, because I got goosebumps. I just breathed right through there. That turned out just to be a breeze, and I thought it was going to be so hard. Father, I thank you for that. Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, when you open a door that no man can close, Lord, things that sometime we anticipate it being so difficult, that, Lord, that when you breathe on it, Lord, that it becomes a breeze. It becomes a breeze. And, Lord, we can look back and say, wow, I thought this would be so hard, and it was a piece of cake. It was a breeze. You know, it was like it was selling our house. And I felt in my heart, I expected God to do great things. But even then, I was amazed at what the Lord did, and it was like, it's that feeling of, God, that was a breeze. You just carried us through that. You caused everything to come together. And that's what I'm hearing for you, hon, is
wow.
I'm going to say, I breezed. That turned out to be a breeze. I breezed through that, and I thought it was going to be difficult, and I thought it was going to be hiccups in it. But God breathed on it, and it turned out to be a breeze. So, Father,
wow.
I thank you for Greg. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you do all things so wonderfully well. And, Lord, sometimes we just anticipate things being hard. And, Lord, just to show out what an awesome God you are, Lord, you'll blow up on it and it'll be a breeze. Father, I thank you for that. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for exceeding Greg's expectations, exceeding his expectations. Lord, well, once again, he'll say, that was God. Nobody but God did that. It wasn't my abilities. Uh-oh, there it goes again. Happy dog. Can't believe it did that. Well, Greg, I'm glad I got to you, and
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you, son.
Thank you, dear.
Uh-huh. Good night. Well, you guys, I don't know why that started again. I'm just going to say God bless you all. I love you, and may you have a great week. Good night.